Wow. First off, I want to thank God. I want to thank God for His abundant grace and mercy. Win or lose, it is more than sufficient for each and every one of us. Next, I want to thank the men and women who are responsible for giving us the right to vote and all the other freedoms we hold so dear. Those men and women in uniform and all the veterans who proudly served our country. When you go to bed tonight, do not forget that there are literally hundreds of men and women from Wisconsin who are still deployed even as we speak in harm's way. Certainly, we appreciate all the great news tonight, but that's something even more incredible than what we're doing here this evening. And I want to thank my support team. We've got someone who has been a rock for me, my partner, my wife, the best First Lady in America, Tonette. And it's amazing, but 4 years ago, Matt and Alex were just in high school, just up the way from here, at Wauwatosa East. Now they're two young men who are great leaders in their own right. They're junior and sophomore in college. We're so proud of them. Matt and Alex, thanks for all that you've gone through. My parents, Lou and Pat Walker, are here. In fact, my dad's wearing his favorite red, white, and blue flag shirt he got from Kohl's. My parents are here. My brother David is here. My sister-in-law Maria is here. My beautiful nieces, Isabella and Eva, are here. And I want to thank all of them, plus all my cousins and aunts and uncles on both my side of the family and Tonette's side of the family. Our family has been so precious to us, and we appreciate all their love and support. And I want to thank you all for recognizing the best lieutenant governor in America, Rebecca Clayfish. She and her husband, Joel, who's been a great asset to the state and the legislature, and is a part of that wonderful Clayfish team, and their two beautiful girls who told me before, Ella said to me, yes, we get to get a dress for the inaugural ball. But they're a great family. We've been touring the state with them, and I just appreciate all of you coming out, all our supporters, all the grassroots workers, all the things Tonette talked about, all the calls, all the doors, all the phones, all the votes, the voters of this state, thank you so much. We love you. And just a few moments ago, I got on the phone and took a call from Mary Burke, and I want to say thank you to her tonight. Thank you to her tonight. You may have saw the picture that we each tweeted yesterday. We amazingly had to bump into each other at the FBO in Green Bay, and instead of parting different ways, we actually stood together, talked for a minute, took a picture together. And I know there are disagreements on policy issues, but I think that picture signalizes tonight that she had a great love for her state, just like her supporters did. Together, we are Wisconsinites more than we are Republicans or Democrats. Now, I want to thank you all for coming out tonight, and I want to thank the Hope folks at home for joining in with us. And to all of you who voted for me, thank you. And for those who didn't, I hope to earn your support, at least, and your respect over the next 4 years, because we got a lot of work to do. It's interesting, when you think about the last couple months, if not the last couple years, it's interesting the challenges we faced. You see, there was a group out of Washington, Washington-based special interest, who thought they could spend a lot of money and a lot of time in the state and somehow convince the people of the state to be against something. I got to tell you, I'm an optimist. I believed all along if we got a positive message out, then in the end, people of the state wanted to be for something, not against something. And look what happened tonight. You see, those big government special interests spent tens of millions of dollars, brought all sorts of ads in here, brought all sorts of attacks, because a few years ago, we took the power away from the Washington-based special interest and we put it in the hands of the Wisconsin taxpayers. That's right. They didn't much like that, you know, because they're used to politicians that think more about the next election than they do about the next generation. We turned it around. We thought more about the next generation than we did about the next election, and the voters of the state said, that's the kind of leadership we want. Now, that's a sea change, the difference between Washington and Wisconsin. You see, the folks in Washington like this top-down approach that's old and artificial and outdated that says the government knows best. We believe that you should build the economy from the ground up. That's new and fresh and organic, and that's what we're going to do. In fact, those groups in Washington, they tend to measure success in government by how many people are dependent on the government, by how many people are on unemployment, by how many people are on food stamps, by how many people are on Medicaid. We measure success by how many people are no longer dependent on the government. That's right. We measure success by how many people are no longer dependent on the government, not because we push them out to the cold, but because we understand that true freedom and prosperity doesn't come from the mighty hand of the government. It comes from empowering people to live their own lives and control their own destinies through the dignity that comes from work. We believe in the dignity that comes from work. You see, that's a part of our roots. That's who we are. Some of you know I grew up in a small town in Delavan, about 45 minutes southwest of here. And I got to tell you, it was fun to be at home the other day on our bus tour. But as a kid, I won't say how many years ago, but it was a long time. As a kid growing up in Delavan, I don't ever remember one of my classmates saying, "Hey, Scott, someday when I grow up, I want to become dependent on the government." Right? That's just not the American dream. That's just not the American dream. But somehow there's people in Washington who think it is. And I've met a lot of great people over the years. Here in this county, where Tonette and I raised our sons, and across the state now as your governor, I've met some amazing people who've come here from other countries to come to Wisconsin and to America. And you know what? To a person, all those people I've met who've been successful in this state have never once said to me the reason they came here was to become dependent on the government. No, the reason they came to Wisconsin, the reason they came to America, is because in America, it's one of the few places left in the world where it doesn't matter what your parents do for a living, it doesn't matter what class you were born into. In America, you can do and be anything you want. That's right. You see, in America, the opportunity is equal, but the outcome's up to you. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's the difference between what we believe here in Wisconsin and what they're selling in Washington. We believe the opportunity is equal, but the outcome is up to each and every one of us. And so tonight, I thank you, not only for coming out, I thank people for all across Wisconsin for tuning in. We're excited about the next 4 years. We're excited about the fact that instead of doing what they tried to do with the groups out of Washington who wanted us to be against something, we were for something. We were for a better Wisconsin, for better schools, for a better university system, for a better technical college system, for a better economy, for a better future for our children and our grandchildren. I'm an optimist. I believe here in Wisconsin and in America, we want to be for something, not against something. But you know what? That's the difference between Washington and Wisconsin. They're all against something. We are for something. There's a reason why in America. You know that dream we talked about? It's not just Republican or Democrat. It's not just liberal or conservative. It is the American dream that talks about the dignity of work. And in America, we take a day off to celebrate the 4th of July and not the 15th of April. Because in America, we celebrate our independence from the government, not our dependence on it. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Thanks for your support. And let's move on to four more great years.